are those states the Trump regime has declared war on, sending troops into our cities, defunding programs previously put into law by Congress, declaring us enemies that he hates. Obviously, his actions and speeches have done nothing to bring the country together. In fact, he seeks to divide us further to give himself autocratic powers. The legislative branch of government has abdicated its purpose, and most of the Supreme Court decisions have given the executive control over funding that the Congress has allowed him. That same court has made it clear that illegal actions committed by the president are no longer deemed illegal, just further executive authority. He's weaponized the Department of Justice, pardoned his cronies, used his office to shamelessly enrich himself and his family, and targeted universities and the media with lawsuits and mafiosa extortion tactics. If it looks like a dictatorship, it smells like a dictatorship. Chances are it is, or will be soon, a dictatorship. We're boiling the frogs here. Water right now is hot, but not quite full boil. Sure, we can wait and see if the temperature goes down, but every day another erosion of the Constitution should convince us this bully in the pulpit intends to keep the heat turned full throttle. Immigration thugs roam our cities fully masked. Legal citizens are being pulled off our streets and sent to prisons in third world countries. Our military is blasting purported drug cartel boats out of the water without any proof of illegality. This week he lectured global leaders of the United Nations, regaling them with his own prowess versus their stupidity and ineptness. He called our generals from around the world to attend another speech of his to regale his own prowess versus Biden's and Democrats' stupidity, then demand, well, they lose some fat. Not bureaucratic fat, their fat. Not his fat, mind you, their fat. Most of the world and half this country are struck numb with the imbecility of this boy king, a petulant, grievance-ridden despot who, through the power of unlimited money to bring his own party to his will, lest they be primaried, has proven to the rest of us that the guardrails protecting the Constitution and our democracy have failed. Like Ben Franklin warned at the convention when the rules of the road for a nascent America were drawn up, good luck if you can keep it. I don't recognize this country anymore. If we're going to be at war with the federal government, maybe we should consider a separation. If we are deemed the enemy, let's act like the enemy, not simply roll over with a white flag. Personally, I'm sick and tired of that fat Fuhrer's boot on my neck. I vote to secede.